The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
While on a recent speaking trip, during which I stayed overnight in a motel, I did something for the sake of company that I never do at home. I turned on the TV Sunday morning. It clearly transmitted a message to my heart, but not the one intended. Well, there I was alone in the motel room, and I wanted something to keep me company. I needed voices to replace the quiet. I wanted some people to combat the loneliness. And, too, I wanted a Sunday service to counteract the distance-necessitated travel that I had to do that day. That Sunday morning's TV program was only seen in passing. I was really concentrating on getting dressed and packing my things up for the trip home. So as I moved about the room, I only really cast an occasional glance at the TV screen. Nevertheless, I received something to be remembered. I glanced across the room at the screen, and what I saw caused me to pause with the clothing item that I was packing suspended above the suitcase. There was this Sunday morning church service beamed from some unknown spot in the U.S., and what I was seeing at the moment were the preliminaries of that church service. Specifically, I was looking at the congregational singing. They were singing a beautiful old hymn, rich with meaning and scripturally filled. The song leader? He was a good one, very animated, trying his best to get the people to sing along with him. The accompaniment was absolutely excellent, both on organ and piano. But then the camera swept over the singers themselves. And what I saw there was in sharp contrast to the hymn, both words and music, to the song leader, and to the accompaniment. On their faces was clearly written, boredom. Half-heartedness, sort of just mumbling the words, and distractedness. Some people were looking all over, not paying a bit of attention to what they were singing. And the phrase struck me, here are words of glory, but faces of gloom. And my heart went on to think, oh, how typical, and how sadly typical, of our lives. You and I, as born-again Christians, have been given the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We live richly in the midst of precious promises from God's Word every day. We experience and enjoy the life which only Christ can give. And yet how many times our faces, our bearing, our attitude belie everything we claim to believe and represent. Whether or not you and I are ever on television, people are watching us. Do they see words of glory contradicted by faces of gloom?
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.